Hi, I'm Judy Kosh, disability issues reporter of CFRU Radio in Guelph. Today I am interviewing Sharon McPherson on dual diagnosis, living the same people who are also psychiatric survivors. Welcome to CFIU, Sharon.
Hi.
What is a dual diagnosis learning disabled psychiatric survivor?
Well, I found a lot of people learning disabilities have emotional consequences of being an LD. They have problems in coping with the strains they have in their lives and all that. Like school, like work, like abortion, things like that. It has a big toll in emotional collapse.
Can you go into what learning disabilities are for our listeners?
Well, it's all different kinds. There's ones that affect input and output. Like, they may have all the information in them, but not be able to express it outwards and speak and behave. So it comes out maybe when they affect, if they will hit people or smash things or attack themselves.
Okay. So that's one type of disability, learning disability. But can you go on to some others? Just to tell everyone what they are.
Well, one of them is one problem is input. They don't get facial expressions right, so they misinterpret what people are saying to them. They have problems listening, so they misinterpret what people are hearing. But they come across like normal, but they're not.
Okay.
And some groups have problems like in language, social, use of language in social situations.
Do many people have the dual diagnosis? Are they interrelated?
Yeah, a lot of them have it. But there's lack of services for that group because one group deals with the learning disabilities, another group deals with emotional consequences, but they're related, but they don't deal with them both.
What can be done to help such people get basics such as jobs or housing?
Justice system, advocates, people in politicians who got clout, people into politicians, president's son who got clout, like Neil Bush.
Okay, good.
Neil Bush got a learning disability. No, Bush? President
yeah.
Bush is. So there's Joe Clark.
The people often end up in the streets.
Yeah, a lot of them are living on the street too. I met them at John Howard's facility when I was there. And drop in.
Do many people with the dual diagnosis end up in prison, explain?
Yeah, because they're frustrated. They're really depressed and they got learning problems, but they're misdiagnosed. So they're punished for something that's not their fault. So they end up in the system, the jail system.
And a lot of people in psychiatric institutions, are they, who are also dual diagnosis?
Yeah, a lot of them, because they're misdiagnosed. They're labeled psychiatric when they're really LD.
Do people with the dual diagnosis face double discrimination? Are such people often considered hard to get along with them? I understand.
No, they're not. It's not hard to be along with them, understand. If you're willing to take your time with them, not rush them. But have rapport with them. That's just someone who doesn't have a rapport. And compassion. Even for the ones who may have difficult behavior to drive people wild.
Do they face double discrimination?
Sure. It goes like stigma. Like, there's a hierarchy of disabilities. These disabilities are higher up to get more money. In their sector because they're physical. This put them on, politicians put them on their poster campaign and say, look how we're helping the disabled. They're not helping all the disabled, they're only helping their own group. Harris says, this is a disabled daughter, but she doesn't give a damn about people who are wearing disabilities.
How will the cutbacks to income for people with disabilities affect these people?
Well, it will affect some disability groups as visible, but people with invisible disabilities, because they're usually cut off. Because they can't be seen. Politicians could deny that this group really exists. Oh, well, they're not really truly disabled. So they would drop them on welfare and keep them on the street. Say, Harris wants to do. People with mild or handicapped. You know, learning disabilities if they're mild handicapped. So the government comes in with their seriously disabled group. They go to cut out the people with mild handicaps.
What can be done to help people who have a dual diagnosis live a better life?
Gotta be a well-rounded program. They gotta work with the individual folks, final assessment. To make sure to get a total assessment in all areas like employment, education, counseling. Do it all at once, being a holistic approach.
Can you go into a case study with dealing with people with dual diagnosis to explain the situation better?
Yeah, I know someone who's been trying to become someone who really doesn't want to be, like a sister, because she's really great and personable and is a developer and she wants to be a lawyer. She wants to follow what she does, be a lawyer. But it's really doing it because she wants to be like her, even though she has failed the law exam because of the undiagnosed learning disability. And she's facing that, and he just said except because there's something wrong with the law school test, he feels like it's a failure because of it.
This has been Judy Kosh, Disability Issues Reporter on CFIU. Today I have an interview with Sharon McPherson. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks.